So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The deep dive with Adam Roa.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Adam Roa. You are listening to The Deep Dive Musings, where I'm going solo into different topics to give you my thoughts. And today's topic is intuition. It is one of the most powerful tools that we have as human beings, because often we feel like we're alone and we have to make these hard decisions, and we're like, well, what's the right thing to do? Do I quit this job? Do I move here? Do I get into this relationship? And when we're thinking that it's just a logical process that we have to go through, when we're thinking that, you know, there's a answer and we just have to figure out the equation and the problem in like this mathematical way, pros and cons, and then we'll know what the right thing to do is, we are often cutting ourselves off to a guidance system that we have all been born with. We are cutting ourselves off to a very powerful ally in this journey of life. And so intuition is something that I live my life by 100%. It is the single most influential person in my life is my own intuition. And so I wanted to do this podcast today. It's actually, I did a Facebook Live about this earlier in the week, and some of you may have seen it, and if you've seen it, then awesome, you're going to hear some stuff that you probably already heard, but maybe in a different way. And it's always good to reinforce knowledge so that it can become embodied and integrated into our being. For those of you who didn't hear it after this podcast, if you're interested, you can head over to my Facebook page and maybe watch the Facebook Live. It's a little bit more, as Facebook Lives tend to be, it's a little bit more kind of meandering because it was the first time. It was just off the top of my head. And even though there's no notes today, having done the Facebook Live, this may be a little bit more streamlined. I want to keep this nice and short and sweet for you. So, intuition. I'm going to give you my feeling on what intuition is, so you know right off the bat, you know where I'm coming from. Intuition to me, that is that like deep gut feeling, right? That gut instinct that we all have. Every single human being has that like gut feeling, oh, I should do this or I shouldn't do this, or like there's this powerful compass that we're all born with. And now for some of us, it's much stronger than in others, and we'll talk about that. However, what I believe that gut feeling is, that natural instinct that we all have, is actually communication from your higher self. And so what I mean by that is, on like a soul level, an energetic level, the part of you that's infinite, the part of you that has a more omnipresent view of what's going on, the part of you that's not stuck in the emotional experience of your human life, the part of you that knows what your actual desires and wants are at a very high level, why your purpose on this planet, that part of you that is ever present. It's the part of you, for those of you who have had any psychedelic type experiences, where you felt really like connected to something greater than yourself. It's that part of you. It's the part of you that doesn't die. And I think it's important for me to explain that that's where I'm coming from when I talk about intuition, because it's like a full disclosure. And the analogy that I'm going to use throughout the podcast will come from that place. And because you can rely on me to give you some sort of, you know, practical application for it as well, I believe that it's also, if you want to take the kind of woo-woo out of it, I think that it is a survival mechanism that we all have. I think that it is a innate ability that we are all born with that is and has been a very crucial part of human development. So if you think about human beings and just from a biological standpoint, right? When human beings evolved on this planet, there was not an understanding of the animals. Like today, you grow up knowing what a bear is and a wolf is and a snake is, and you learn some can be dangerous. And I mean, they all can be dangerous, but like which animals can be really dangerous, which animals to avoid. Like you learn that logically. And yet, there's gut instinct. It's why so many of us see snakes and have this like, whoa, like, that seems dangerous. A lot of people have that kind of innate reaction. And it's because, you know, growing up, I mean, not growing up, but like evolving as you were growing up, these early, early humans, they needed instinct to protect themselves. If you've ever seen a dog, like just get freaked out all of a sudden, like has this instinct of something happening, is tuned into some sort of energy, that's not a logical understanding for them, right? They live off instinct. And so for me, intuition can also be seen as that survival mechanism that was a part of our experience because we didn't know what a snake was. We didn't know what a bear was. And yet there had to be some sort of way of knowing to avoid those things. It's the only way that the human species could have continued to survive. So if you're not into the woo-woo, if you don't like the soul explanation that I believe in, I also believe in that. I believe that that's the mechanism through which we have been able to evolve is our intuition. I think it's played a huge, crucial role. And the thing is, as we've developed as a species and as those kind of wolves and bears and snakes have become less and less of a critical life or death situation for us, we've needed to rely on our intuition less and less from a survival standpoint. And so as we've evolved, there has been a lessening of our intuitive strength. That muscle that exists in all of us is not being used the way it was before. And so we're less in tune with it than we used to be as a species. And that becomes an issue a lot of times because now we're making all of our decisions from a logical place and missing out on this very valuable tool that does more than just help us survive, but helps us thrive. Like human beings, if you think about human beings, we're not the baddest mammal on the planet from a pure physical standpoint. You're not going to go win a hand-to-hand combat with a bear. And at the same time, we've managed to thrive. We're now at a place on this planet where we could literally destroy the entire thing if we wanted to. And so the intuition, that tool that was a part of us from the beginning, that's played a major role. It's played a massive role in our development. And so it's safe to say that, like, if we can get back in touch with it, we are tuning into something that could be incredibly valuable for us. And if we learn to tune it like a tuning fork, if we learn to tune it towards fulfillment and not just survival, it can guide us in that direction because intuition will guide you where you kind of set how you tune that fork. Okay, so that's kind of the basis for what I'm about to go into. And so people ask me all the time, Well, let's just take a breath. Let that settle for a second. It's really important to remember that when you're taking in a lot of information or when you're processing something, oftentimes it can get stuck in the logical, can get stuck in the brain, and we want to just breathe and allow that information to settle, allow that energy to kind of repattern itself. Okay, so now intuition. If you're looking to strengthen your intuition, the number one thing, like above all else, that you should do is use your intuition. It seems super self-explanatory, right? Like that, of course. And I have recently, you guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you probably know, I recently launched my Unlocking Your Inner Artist course, and it's going fantastic. And I got to get on the phone with a number of people who were interested because they filled out applications. And in their applications, one of the questions I asked was, why do you feel now is the time for you to be a part of this course? And a number of people said, I'm not sure, it's my intuition though, said definitely, or all the synchronicities kept pointing me towards your course. Like I woke up in the morning and wanted something to help me. I'm feeling creatively blocked. And then I saw your video and then a friend tagged me in it as well. And like my intuition was like, yes, this is the thing you've been waiting for. So a number of those people had similar stories. And when I got on the phone with them, when it came time to actually sign up and put money down to be a part of the course, they were like, oh yeah, I don't know. I don't think that now is the right time. I don't think that, that's a stretch for me financially, whatever it was. And what's interesting about that is if you're, there's two possibilities. One is it's not intuition. So yeah, I'm not gonna say, yep, you were 100% right. Your intuition is telling you to sign up for this course. You should do it no matter what. Maybe it wasn't intuition. Maybe there's a misread on that concept. So that's totally possible. But what's more likely to me is that, yes, these people, the few that I'm speaking of, actually did have their intuition say, you should do this. And then when it became real, when it became time to actually take that step, they let their logical mind overpower that intuitive skill. And they let their fear win out. And they could make it look however they want. I'll let you know that one of the people who had the highest annual income of anyone who applied for the course used money as the reason why he was unable to take part. And maybe that's true. And at the same time, I had people actually join the course who are in much tougher financial situations. I'm talking about the financials because finances are the easiest way for us to rationalize our fear. It's in my experience, it's almost never the financial aspect. Like I get it, there are some people who legitimately just have absolutely no way to pay for certain things. Absolutely no way. And I've had people join courses who took out credit cards in order to pay for the course. I've had people join courses by putting stuff up for sale that they own, literally selling some of their stuff because the courses were more important, the coaching was more important. And if you've seen I Am Not Your Guru, which is the Tony Robbins documentary that's on Netflix, one of the women whose life is forever changed by attending that course sold all her furniture to pay to attend. Literally sold her couch and her bed, like sold it all so that she could buy a ticket. And her life forever changed because of that decision. So when someone who who makes more money, that's the train in the background if you can hear that, if someone who makes more money than everyone else who applied can use finances as the reason why they're unable to take part in a course, you know it's not actually the money. They just don't want it bad enough. And that's totally fine. I never want to sell anything. I never want to convince people to do something they don't want to do. Where it gets tough for me is seeing people who are telling me that their intuition is telling them to do something, and then they are letting their fear override that intuitive calling. And the reason that that's tough is because intuition is a muscle. It's a skill. And if you don't use it, you will lose it. Not forever, because it's there, it's a part of you, but it will atrophy like any other muscle. If you continually don't listen to what your intuition is saying to you, it's gonna stop saying things, or it's gonna get really quiet. When you think about people who have really strong intuitive guidance systems where they're like, yeah, my intuition is super strong, like in the middle of conversations, they can get those hits, or walking down, like it's a regular part of their life. I'm one of those people. So if you don't know anyone, you actually do. If you're listening to me, I am one of those people who my intuition goes off super strong. I have a friend who's a multi-millionaire who said his life changed forever when he became intuition's bitch. His words, not mine. He said, it doesn't matter when it is, what it is, if my intuition says to do something, he says, anybody who knows me knows I'll be in the middle of saying something and I'll stop. And I'll say, I gotta go find this person and go and walk around the party to find someone else just because he got this intuitive feeling. He made a commitment to be intuition's bitch, to do whatever his intuition said at all times, immediately when it happens. And I'll honestly say I'm not that far along, but I'm working towards it. And if you've been following the journey at all, you know, like the idea of putting all my stuff in storage with my girlfriend and heading out on the road to travel the world as a way of showing people that you can do anything you put your mind to. And we did that within 1 month of becoming full-time coaches. I left the job that had been a steady paycheck for 7 years and became said, I'm gonna do coaching full time. I had a couple clients, no funnels or anything, no way of necessarily bringing in more clients. I didn't have a massive Facebook audience. I didn't have podcasts. When I put out videos, they got maybe like 200 views. And I said, I'm gonna put everything in storage and go travel the world, because that's what intuitively feels like I'm supposed to be doing right now. And that's when I started turning the camera on myself and my girlfriend as well. And well, here I am today. Here I am today, 14, 15 months later, living in an ocean view home that, and having a really big impact. Having my content having reached 1 million people in that year. And that's because I said, I'm going to follow my intuition. I'm gonna do it. Because I believe in it that much. I believe you're always taken care of. And think about it like now, if it's your higher self, right? Let's go from the woo-woo perspective a little bit. If your intuition is communication from that ever-present, infinite part of yourself, you have a relationship with that part of yourself. And just like anyone else, if you imagine like a friend or a family member who's constantly coming to you for advice, and you give advice and they don't listen to it, you're like, hey man, yeah, you know, in my opinion, I don't think that you should do this. And they do it anyway. And then they wind up in a worse spot. Or if you're like, yeah, I don't think you should do this. And they do it anyway. And then they are unhappy for months because of that decision. Or it's like, hey, how many of you have a friend where you're like, hey, I don't know that you should marry this person. Like, you guys have broken up 4 times just in the last 4 months and gotten back together, and like, you're unhappy in the relationship. I don't think marriage is going to fix that. And then they get married and they're miserable. But then if they have a kid or a mortgage together or whatever, then it becomes so much more complicated to get out of that relationship. That's a pretty common one. And so if you have a friend or a family member who has that sort of relationship where they just don't listen to your advice, but they keep asking for it, at a certain point, you're like, I'm not going to give them any more advice. It just upsets me that they don't take it, they don't listen to it, and then I have to hear them complain about the decisions that they're making, which I don't understand why they're even asking me for advice. You're going to stop giving it to them. The relationship you have with your higher self is the same. If you don't listen to the advice that you're being given, eventually it's going to lessen. It's going to be quieter. It's not going to be as strong and powerful. And so I want to encourage you today to recognize that you have this ability in you. You have this innate human survival skill that you can strengthen, because every time that you actually listen to what it's telling you, it gets stronger. When you start living your life by saying, oh, my intuition is telling me to do this, I don't know why, it's really scary because it'll make my finances tight for a month, or it's super scary for me to move to this place. I just know I'm supposed to, but like, I'm going to be, what if I'm super lonely? What if I don't have friends? Like, that can be incredibly scary. I get that. And there's a reason why you intuitively feel that those are the right decisions. And every time you make the decision and it works out, it will strengthen. It will be like classical conditioning, right? Where the dogs with ringing the bell and feeding them, and so then they could ring the bell and they just get that saliva release. Do you know what I mean? You have this scenario where you are getting an intuitive hit and saying, oh, I should do this. And then you do it, and then it works out well. And then your brain goes, oh, I get this positive result when I listen to this feeling. And then you do it again. You get this feeling and you do it. And then you get a positive result, and it strengthens. It strengthens the cycle. So from a scientific practical standpoint, that's the conditioning that's happening in your body around your intuition. And from an energetic standpoint, what you're doing is just like the advice being given to someone else, you're strengthening your relationship to your higher self. And the last thing I'll say about this, because I think it's just an important thing to touch on, is another way to make this so much easier on yourself, to make that intuitive feeling so much stronger, is food. Food plays a massive role in our sensitivity to the world around us. And intuition is, especially in the beginning, so if you're someone who's like, yeah, I don't even really know what my intuition feels like in my body, I don't really know. Okay. That's because it's a nuanced thing. Until it gets really strong, it's a very nuanced thing. When I first started playing around with my intuition, it was not like overwhelming. It was something that I really had to focus on. And when I started cleaning up my eating, I became more sensitive overall. When you start cleaning up your eating, you become more sensitive to sound and smell and taste and your sight. All of it strengthens because your body doesn't have to divert any resources to processing and digesting and healing all the shit that's being put inside of you. And so cleaning up your eating, which is a topic for another day, but start thinking about all the chemicals that are going into your body. Think about all the refined sugars and the dairy and the like the processed foods that go into your body that are not serving you. When you put food into your system, it is either healing you or it is something that your body is going to have to work to undo. Plain and simple. And so if you want to strengthen your intuition, make food a massive part of that, it'll play a major role and it'll make the whole thing that much easier. Okay, guys, I hope this was helpful to you. It's one of the biggest things that I often do. You know, I coach clients one-on-one. That's actually the primary mode of my income is my one-on-one clients. And one of the first things, actually, that's not true. One of the things that I always work on with clients who want to find more fulfillment in life is learning to how to create this relationship with their intuition. And there's a lot of steps that go into this. There's a lot of actual practical tools that can be applied. And, you know, usually that takes weeks, months, like of practice, and really just like any other muscle in your body, you get to work it out. And so what I'd say is just start really easy. When you actually feel it, when you feel something, start to honor it in little ways. And the little ways can turn into bigger ways. And then the bigger ways can turn into life-altering decisions. But if you can learn to strengthen that intuition, you will find yourself with a significant ally on the path to fulfillment. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of my journey. And thank you for the courage that you're showing even in listening to something like this, which is a statement of I don't know it all and I'd like to learn more and I'd like to better my life. So thank you. I want to let you know that you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.